Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Office Slut Training. This file will give you a brief glimpse into the many ways that an office slut at Nimja Incorporated would be trained. Of course, this will be in no way a comprehensive guide to all the tasks that you will need to perform. However, it may lead to some inspirational dreams or desires, some fluttering of fantasies floating through your mind as you participate in this little story. Now you may wonder how you even become an office slut. Well, first, it requires a lot of hard work and applying for the position. Now, I know that once you enter the offices of Nimja Incorporated, you very happily work. There are many pleasant rewards for reaching your deadlines, for being creative and inspirational to your peers, and most of all, if you do apply for the position of office slut and you get selected, it is quite the prestigious position, almost like an award for all your hard work. Now, in one way, we could make it very easy and just place you into a chair of brainwashing and reprogramming to make you into the absolute perfect office toy. But that's not why we are here. No, an office slut is more refined. They still have most of their faculties when they have to do other things. Anticipating needs. And not everyone gets an office slut as well. Only the higher managers receive one. Now you have worked hard, have done all your tasks, have made all those deadlines, and you have made your managers proud. You even caught my eye. As the CEO of Nimja Incorporated, I took it upon myself to train you directly. Knocking on my office door must have been a little bit nerve-wracking, but that's okay. Of course, I would open the door with a smile and let you in, complimenting you on your achievement. Very, very well done. See, not many get to this level of dedication, and I'm sure that your journey here is only just beginning, because I know that you want to perform at your highest possible level. Now, before we begin, you are aware, of course, that being the office slut means that you will be used sexually. Whichever places you have for me to take, I will. Are you sure you're okay with that? Good. Very well. Let's begin. Now, the most basic thing, which is not that's different from being a secretary is knowing where everything is. Over there, you can find the water and tea if you want to make me something, or rather when I tell you to. And I also need to show you this special office slot supply closet. You may think it is like any other, but, well, not exactly. I lead the way and open a door that leads into a built-in supply closet. However, I let you walk in first. While there is still one shelf with some standard office supplies like pen, paper, and all those kinds of things, the other two walls have very different products on their shelves. Not everything you recognize either. Some, obviously are intended to be inserted somewhere in you. In fact, some even appear to have a remote laying next to them, and you can only imagine what kind of depravity someone could get up to when you are wearing a remote-controlled vibrator deep inside. There's also a bunch of other things like ball gags and blindfolds, even some kindly supplied knee pads, just in case kneeling on the hard office floor is a bit uncomfortable. There's also some other items that you try not to think about too much, like those glass plugs or the strap-ons with perhaps more attachments than you expect. But those are for another time, you're sure. For now, you get off the hook lightly. As I point to one of the insertable remote-controlled vibrators, I tell you to retrieve it and bring it to my desk. As I sit down behind my desk, I enjoy the view of you walking the way from the supply closet, closing it and nervously shaking as you walk step by step to my desk, holding the toy in your hand. I wonder what kind of thoughts are hidden underneath that blush. It doesn't seem to be fear alone. Well, reaching this position must mean that there's something inside of you that craves this. Let's put something else inside as well. I tell you to insert the toy. Now you may wonder if you are told to do that while I am watching, and of course, I will say yes. You'll have to get used to doing all kinds of naughty sexual things with me watching, or even participating. But for now, watching how you slowly remove some of your clothes to make it possible to insert the toy. You look around and actually notice a tube of lube on my desk. It's there if you need it. And with a smile and a very patient look on my face, I watch you as you insert the toy. It's a bit bigger than you may have expected, but not so much that it's uncomfortable. A little antenna sticking out almost playfully. I'm sure I could control all of you just through the vibrations down there if I wanted to. The toy, however, is blissfully still. As you look back at me, you notice me reaching over the desk, picking up the remote that you had placed down there, and suddenly you realize what position you're in. Get me some water. And as soon as you take the first two steps, the vibrations begin. I wonder if you can continue walking or if you would halt in your movements. Well, whenever you seem comfortable in your pacing, I change it either by making the vibrations stronger or stopping them just for a little bit before continuing them again. The short distance till the bottle of water and the glasses next to it appears much further. And of course, the whole journey back while holding a glass of water with sudden unexpected vibrations teasing, tempting you. Only a few drops, well done, I'm impressed. I take a sip of the nicely cool water, enjoying the ever-growing blush on your cheeks. Now that seems like a very good beginning. Of course, as an office slut, you'll have to learn to anticipate. You'll make sure that there's a glass of water on my desk, and if I finish it, you'll refresh it if you're in a position to do so. You will also make sure to wear a toy inside of you if I'm not using that particular hole, and that the toy is well charged and the remote within hand's reach of me. Is this all clear? Very good. Now in the supply closet, you might have noticed that there is a lot of stuff, and some of it might be used, and I doubt you'd even notice the shackles, the ropes, the handcuffs, and the many other fun things that we might get to use in the future. For now, let's get you more acquainted with your position. Now I have to do some very important work. So you are going to sit down here under my desk. And for now, you'll sit there quietly, caressing my legs with your fingers and your hands. And as you sit down there, you might notice that it's actually quite calm and comfortable down there. Just sitting in a simple and closed space with me in front of you, knowing that you don't have to think about anything. The task right now is no more than caressing my legs, feeling the muscles underneath and enjoying a free, careless, simple existence. It doesn't take very long before you simply close your eyes and touch. When your fingers accidentally wander a little bit too naughtily, I correct you and tell you that you haven't yet been told to touch there. It's also fun while I'm working every now and then to turn the vibrator on at a slow pulse. And then when I notice you're getting used to it, to turn it off again. Every time I do so, I can feel your fingers just jolting ever so slightly. On, buzz, 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 and off. Now, I don't know how long I would do this to you for your first day. I am sure that blush on your cheeks has been traveling down to fill the heat between your legs. Buzz, buzz, buzz. And the more that heat is down between your legs, the more you ache to actually do more. Now you have permission to touch. But as soon as you lean forward to do more, I correct you again and I say, only touching. Still wearing my nice suit, your fingers frustratingly caress over the outside of my pants, trying to feel everything. The heat, the hardening below the folds. And every now and then I make sure to turn on the vibrator again, just to keep you sharp and aware, knowing that I'm there controlling the situation. I want to make sure that your arousal grows more and more. And all of this is a blissful, beautiful training for a slut in the office. As I notice your breathing change, as I can tell that the arousal in your body is growing out of control, you found everything beneath my pants to entice you even more. I suddenly tell you to stop, and I move back so that you can stand up. You didn't even notice that I slid the keyboard out of the way, and I push you forward, bending you over the desk. The desk is nice and strong, and it holds your weight easily. Since you already removed some clothing to let the toy go in, it's easy to access whatever I want. I can tell that you are enjoying this position quite a lot, aren't you? Good. I very carefully pull on the antenna and slowly take the toy out of you. I do this agonizingly slow. Just because I can. And as you lay there, bent over the desk, you can feel how your whole body is ready to be taken. You hear the sound of unzipping behind you. And the very well-lubricated hole that was just previously occupied by that deliciously depraved toy is now being filled by me. As I thrust inside, making sure that you appreciate your place as the office slut. I make sure to do nice deep thrusts. This isn't intended to be mean or it's just nice and sexual, sweet and intense. And the more intense it becomes with every thrust, the more you can enjoy it. The more you can feel that wonderful sensation growing through your body as you know that something is building up. You hear the door of the office open while I continue to take you. And as you look up, you see an assistant walking in with some papers. She doesn't seem at all surprised by your position or your predicament. She talks to me for a little while, words that completely escape your attention, and places the papers on the desk next to you. I simply continue thrusting while this transaction is finished. She turns around and then exits the office again, although you do notice a glance back, a blush and a happy smile. You wonder how much she enjoys watching. You also wonder if she's here by accident or if I called her in earlier. And while I continue to thrust, I still allow you to build up higher and higher. Every thrust helping you to continue to grow towards that release, that frustration and desire, that wonderful feeling of pleasure building up even more. And then suddenly, I pull out. I tell you to clean me, and with a dazed head, you turn around and kneel in front of my chair, slowly licking and sucking me clean. After I'm all clean, I check the time and I smile. Apparently it's your lucky day. It seems that you enjoyed being watched just moments ago. I wonder if there's some exhibitionistic streak inside of you. Well then, let me show you some of the real fun an office slut can enjoy. I tell you to stand up and I place the toy back inside of you. Of course, I don't rush it. I enjoy teasing, so I make sure that you can feel it sliding back inside. And as soon as it is inside of you, I make sure to put it to a slow, pulsating setting, going from a very low vibration all the way to high and then back down again. I give you the few papers that were placed on my desk just moments ago, and I tell you to follow me. You walk behind me almost an automatic, your body still sort of edging, and the vibrations are, well, not exactly helping, giving you a clear head. Fortunately, we don't have to walk very far to the conference room. And there, you see 7 other people also well-dressed, although there must be one of the IT department there, all waiting. You can hear me greeting them, and I simply introduce you as the new office slut in training. You get some polite nods and some smiles. Many know what kind of things are happening to you right now. Then you are told to bend over at the head of the conference table with a presentation behind me and your remote in my pocket. I begin the presentation. You can't help but moan softly as every now and then I change the setting of the toy, leaving you more and more frustrated. You know that I can see everything from my position, and you're also extremely aware of the other pairs of eyes looking at you every now and then as you are bent over the large conference table. And every time you twitch, whenever I change the setting of the vibrator, you can almost hear that little whine as you want me to take you again. Even though it is in front of all these people, you want it, don't you? You want it so bad. It seems like you will become an amazing office slut. As I finish one part of the presentation, I spank your ass loudly, the whole room almost echoing with the sound. As you look around, you notice that it definitely got the attention of everyone else, but it doesn't matter to you. As I take the toy out, you hear me unzipping again, and you realize that I'm fucking you in front of all these people. Above you and around you, more conversation happens, like this is the most normal thing in the world. As if you live in a free use economy. And it's building up. You don't even know what's happening around you, but it's building up more and more. 10. You don't even know what's happening. 9. All you know is that you're being seen as you're being fucked. 8. Every thrust feels so good. 7. 6. You're trying to keep a clear head, but it's so difficult. 5. It's just been building all this time. 4. You just wish you could get a release. 3. No choice but to feel that pleasure. 2. Every thrust more intense than the last. 1. Right there on the edge. And suddenly you hear applause as the meeting ends, and you come. In the middle of all that applause, your moans all but disappear, though not quite. The orgasm has to happen for a while now. Thrusting continues while the rest of the people leave the room, some small chit-chat happening. You're not quite sure about everything that happened, and when you slowly, very, very slowly come to your senses again after the orgasm, you're still laid down. Bend over the table. I'm no longer inside. and the room is empty except for the both of us. You feel a familiar pressure as I place the toy back inside of you. That was an excellent performance. I think you will do very, very well as an office slut here at Nimja Incorporated. Did you enjoy it? Good. Now remember, your training will continue soon. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. I hope you enjoyed yourself.